Hi, Posse. It's Kim here. Today I am joined by our regular, kind of regular guest host, Alan Trotman. Hi, Alan. Welcome back to the Posse.
Hey, Kim. Really good to be back. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Talk to you again.
It's great to have you here. So I'm going to assume the listeners know what this episode is about because they've probably read the title on their podcast app. So, you know, there's always that. But I did want to put a couple of little things out there right at the start of this episode before we get into it. First and foremost, Alan and I have just picked things that we either have used and know are good or we kind of assume are going to be okay based on reviews, based on whatever. This is not our list, our things in our $25 beginner art kit is purely personal. So if you listen to this and you do not like anything we've selected, totally fine with us. We are not scientists. We are not experts. We are just a couple of people who like art supplies, like to use them, like to talk about them. So please, you know, if you want to take this with a grain of salt, go for it. That's like probably actually kind of, you know, to be expected, right? Like this is just our list. This is what we like.
I like the word enthusiast at this point. That's just a good one for this. What we really are is enthusiasts.
Yep, enthusiasts. Yes, indeed. Enthusiast works for me. The other thing I want to say at the top, and I know this is going to make Alan laugh, but it's the reality of living in Australia where for reasons I won't get into because I think that's probably another whole other podcast and it's probably not the Art Supply Posse podcast, but our prices of like everything in this country compared to in America, which is where Alan is based, is just insane. $25. Now, this was Alan proposed the $25 starter kit. Great idea, right? Except $25 in Australia is not the same as $25 in America. Okay? I've been to your country. I've holidayed there. It is not the same. Okay? I've seen your prices online. It is not the same. My brain broke when he said $25. I'm like, I can't do this. How am I going to do this? This is just not going to work. However, I've made it work. So be proud of me. I'm proud of me. I'm very proud of me for making this work. It might not be as good a list as Alan's. And while we're at the start, I don't know Alan's list. He doesn't know my list. We haven't shared. But just be prepared to not necessarily, you know, have the same equal measure of lists because this is Australia. If you live in Australia, if you're an Australian listener, you know where I'm coming from. You know how hard this is. So I had to get that out there. I had to tell everybody because, oh, yeah.
You make me sound like an ogre, though. I did offer to say you could do US $25. You chose the hard challenge. You brought that on yourself, right?
Yeah, because
I said, you know, it started with a couple major retailers in the US just to pick from, you know, escalated.
Sure. Not everybody's comfortable with buying from overseas, for one thing. And hello, at the moment, COVID times, shopping online from overseas, you could be waiting 10 years to get your delivery. So, you know, we want to be reasonable. We want to be sensible.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think we even offered to let you go to 30 because you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. It is very challenging.
You know, you're making it sound like I'm making it worse than it really is.
I know. I think I have an idea how awful it is because 25 in the US isn't that much either. But I managed to get some of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
Personal favorites in there. So
the other thing I want to mention too is I haven't included shipping in any of this because it's too hard. I couldn't get everything from the one supplier, like from the one online store. So I just went, I'm going to pretend shipping is not an issue. I'm just going to pretend. Let's just pretend. We're allowing shipping is extra. So please, listeners, don't yell at us in the comments, you know, on Instagram or whatever. Please be nice because this is just us putting together a list and, you know, having a bit of fun, really.
Well, and where to start? I mean, if you're just going to start, I mean, it is very intimidating. Art stores, let's face it, you walk into an art store, it is very intimidating.
Yes.
So trying to give somebody, you know, where, you know, if you end up never using it, you're really not hurting yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. That's the nice thing about the price point of everything here in this is it's not well, I hope it's not going to break the bank. It's not going to make you regret buying any of it. It might make you regret not using it if you decide not to use it, but I don't think it'll, you'll regret the actual initial spend. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the goal, is to give somebody someplace to start.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, you walk into a Dick Blick or something, and especially right now where half the bins are empty because the suppliers can't get things to them. Yeah. It's really intimidating to find something to start with.
It is. Yeah. And especially if, I think it's probably even worse if you have thought for a long while that you've wanted to start getting into art, or, you know, maybe you've just been doodling with a ballpoint pen and whatever copy paper you've got floating around or something, and you're like, right, okay, I feel like I'm ready to maybe take it up a level. And you walk into an art shop and there is so much and it's so overwhelming, and sometimes the staff isn't necessarily helpful. They may even just look intimidating, like you might not even want to go up to them and ask for help because they might just look like, I don't know, they just might look really intimidating, and you're like, I'm just going to walk out now because I don't know what to buy. So we're kind of hoping to help with that, I think.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with your first thing, and I'm going to think the best place to start with, possibly also the most difficult place to start with, is our surface, so i.e. paper.
Yes. We actually had a joke. I was like, if copier paper wasn't so bad, I could make this list so much better if I could tolerate copier paper. Yeah. But it's too awful for words. So I'm gonna go there's Marmon has a new series of sketch pads. Mm-hmm. And they're B6 size, so they're 4x6.5. So not huge, but I would tend to work pretty small.
Yes.
I can't do metric that fast in my head, so
that's
B6
okay.
Hopefully will
that's
help.
That's fine.
but it's actually 90-some GSM and will hold up to a fair amount of water.
Okay, cool.
Because I wanted something like a mixed media pad.
Yep.
So that you can, you if you decide to do something else, you can do anything with it. So, and that was easily the most expensive thing I bought.
How much?
It was $750 on JetPens.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But for that GSM, that was the best deal for GSM, that GSM and the size that I could find.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've gone gone with something that was on sale. So I realize, you know, that's kind of tricky because things are not always on sale. But hey, if you can save $1.50, that's $1.50 that you've got to put towards something else. And I've gone for a brand that I'm actually not to be honest with you, I don't know if it's sold outside of Australia, as in if you could buy it, you know, in your local store. But there's a brand called Reeves, so R-E-E-V-E-S, and it's an Australian brand. It's not made in Australia because, you know, what is anymore? That's me getting on my soapbox there. But it is a brand that is better than the cheap, nasty stuff that, you know, you can literally find at any supermarket or any anywhere. I've got the pastel paper because I wanted to try it because it was, you know, it's cheaper than Canson and it's cheaper than a lot of other brands. So I was curious to try it for pastels, and it's actually fine. Like, I think that's probably one of the things you and I have both said about pastels, is that you can use oil pastels on practically any surface and it works really nicely.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what I've gone and done is I've looked online because I know that the quality is actually reasonable. So I've gone and found they call it watercolor paper. However, they do say in the description that it is actually good for different media. So the one I've gone for is an A5 size. Its weight is 200 GSM. So that's actually pretty good. Like, you can throw a fair bit at that. Its texture is described as medium, and then they say cold pressed. So that's a pretty good kind of paper.
Wow.
And on sale, it was $6 instead of $7.50. So that's the other reason why I like the brand, is because it's actually really well priced. Like, even paying $7.50, I'd be happy. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty good. I think,
I'd be happy.
Yeah, I can't remember how many pages. It might only be 20, but still, that's a good amount for you to start off with and get a feel for it. And I feel like if you use all 20 pages and you know you're happy with it, you're going to go, all right, well, now I'm going to step up. Or you're either going to say, okay, I like this size. A5 is good for me. But they do also have them available in A4 and I think I want to say A2 as well, actually. Or maybe it was A3. Anyway, cool. So they did have a couple of different size options if you want to go bigger eventually. So, yeah, I would highly recommend that brand. I've used their stuff. I've used their paint, like their acrylic paint, and a couple of other things. And, yes, it is not cool. It is not the high-quality, expensive artist product, but it's still real good, like really good. And, you know, of course I'm going to be biased and admit it's an Australian brand. So, you know, of course I look for that. But it is good stuff. It's actually pretty good stuff. So, yeah, definitely. I'm sure the paper would be good.
And actually, yeah, I think you won on the paper because you got the A5 and you got the thicker. I'm going to give one, and this is super secret for, I believe, U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
In Target, which is a retailer here.
Yes.
They have medium and heavyweight kids sketchbooks, and occasionally you can find some of the Strathmore ones on clearance.
Really?
And those are cheaper and not bad. They sound like the Reeves level, little below the Reeves level, but you could actually save a little money. And if you can catch one of the Strathmores on clearance, they clear them for nothing. I bought my daughter four of them when I found them.
Wow.
So I'm going to throw that in as an option if you want to go actually touch it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a really good
common
idea.
Retailer.
And it's something to maybe think about is, I mean, I realize that's the downside to online is you can find yourself sort of going from website to website to website. But sometimes it's worth it because sometimes either they will have it selling at a bit less than someone else or they've got a sale on. And so, you know, you're going to save yourself a little bit there anyway. So, yeah, that's good. I like it. So what's next for you then?
My next, I couldn't make an art kit without a water brush.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like the Kuretake one. So to save money, I got the, they call them Brush H2O, which are kind of their small, medium size.
Yep.
In medium, the compact. It's a dollar and a quarter cheaper, which matters at $25.
It does.
But
90%
of my art, I use a water brush. I put ink in them. I pull ink out with them. I can't imagine not having one.
Yeah, I haven't got one yet, but I did when I was browsing around for this list. I saw one and went, "Oh, I must get one." I haven't got one yet.
I probably have a dozen plus because they do wear out.
Yeah, of course. Well, seeing that we're going with brushes, I will mention my brush, and this was for me the hardest selection of all because of the cost thing. I tried and partly because I had hoped to give a list of things that I have used, either the exact same thing or like a variation of it, like with the paper, but I just couldn't get a brush that I've used cheap enough to be able to, a line that I knew would be happy because I think the thing with brushes is if you get a bad one, it's really discouraging and it really puts you off and it really makes you just wonder what on earth you're doing wrong. And I don't think it's necessarily you doing it wrong. I think it's the brush. Like we've all used, you know, just cheap, nasty paintbrushes that we've got, you know, for a couple of bucks somewhere and they're awful. You know, they're awful. Every time you use them, you get bristles come out and you're like, what am I doing?
They don't lay down evenly. You know, you get tons of color on one side. You get, and it's not you; it's really the brush. If you had a good brush, it would be nice and even.
Yeah. So yeah, this was a tricky one for me, and I backed and forth and sort of. So I've ended up going with one that I can say I've not used it, but I'm hopeful that it's okay. It actually had high ratings for its category and what it was. So I'm hoping that we all know ratings can be. Not necessarily true, but anyway, it's It's the Mikador brand, which I would assume you get over. Do you get that in America? It's sort of aimed more at kids and students. Yeah. So it's a student quality artist's achiever, it's called. I don't know why it's achiever, but that's their name. Round brush. And it was $4.65. Okay. So I'm like, okay, that's not bad price. It's a, it didn't actually have a size like, you know, how brushes will have a 0 or a 4 or a 12 or whatever. It didn't have a number, but it kind of looked like a middle of the road kind of, not too big, not too small kind of brush. So I'm like, okay, that looks like it's good. I think that's usable.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is, did you get a size on it? Because it's kind of like one or two, something like a one or two.
I think it would be about, two maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It was sort
of. Okay. So that's useful for, you can use that for anything.
Well, that was kind of what I thought.
If you're patient enough.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course. Okay.
That's cool. No, that's a, now I'm curious about the rest of your list because now we diverge.
Yes, we will diverge now, no doubt. All right. Fire away. What's next for you?
The one pen, I go through them all the time. The Kuretake Bemoji brush pens.
Yep.
You see, several guests of the show use them on their Instagram. It's the tan one, just a medium, pick whatever size you want. They cost the same, but that is instantly dry, instantly waterproof. It is the most bulletproof, lowest cost, easy way to lay down ink I know of. I have run out of ink in my medium two or three times, so I'm about my fourth one. They're perfect for when I'm waiting for my daughter's game to start because you always have to go for the warm-ups. Mm-hmm. And I can just sketch on, you know, in the dirt, and they don't care.
Yeah.
And just a bulletproof, reliable supply.
That's what you want. So, that's good. That's what.
Well, if you're going to only spend $25, I want stuff that's going to work for people. And I guarantee you that will work.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine I am going to go with is a Blackwing lead pencil because I think a lead pencil is a good thing to have, but I'm thinking for a beginner who probably has, I would, and this is probably something I should have said right at the start, most of us have got supplies of some description floating around the house, even if it's a ballpoint pen that maybe you sold, no, not stole, you just brought home with you from work. You might have brought it home from work, or when we used to be able to travel, it was at a hotel room, you know, how they used to have pens and paper and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so you may have a pen floating around, you might have a old nasty eraser, you know, you might have a lead pencil from primary school still, who knows, right? Like I think you can walk into most homes and you will find something to make art with. So, you know, I was going to go, instead of going with just a quote-unquote normal cheap kind of lead pencil, I thought I wanted to step it up a little bit, and so I've gone with a Blackwing because I really like them. They're beautiful to use, and I think once you start to use a lead pencil such as a Blackwing or the equivalent kind of, you know, more expensive branded ones, it really makes you realize what you can actually do with a lead pencil. You know, it's a thing I think we take them for granted. We use them at school all the time, for example, and they're just always there. But you can do a lot more with a really nice, like a really nice one. It just feels gorgeous to use. Like it just feels nice in the hand. So I've just got a single one of those because you can pick it up for $4.50, you know, so why not? Why not indulge a little bit for yourself?
What core do you like? Because I've got a few.
I think I've got all four now. I'm just looking over at my pencil case, and I think all four of them are there. I have been going. Which one have I been going for lately? I've been going for because I got the. Is it the Surrealism set? I think the box set. The box set. Yeah, I think it's the Surrealism one. The pink.
Oh no! Is it the comic one? Is that the pink and blue and yellow?
Pink and blue. No, it's video's not good.
Yeah, your bandwidth's not enough.
I'll put a link.
Well, I think the core is what matters. I think the point with Blackwing is the core is what matters. Get it in any shape you can get your hands. I personally prefer the MMX, even though you sharpen it more often because you can do more shading.
You can do more shading. With the same pencil. Yeah, agree. I've just pulled that one out, and it's actually a lot shorter, which tells me it's been used a lot more.
Yeah, because the cores are really different. Once you get to that quality, the cores really are, when they say they're different in the line, they really are different.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think it's a nice little upgrade for someone, so why not?
Yeah, all right. I'll cover mine later.
Mm-hmm.
So I avoided the black wings because they're so expensive.
Well, I decided to indulge.
I have them. Oh, yeah. You will not regret it, even if you never do art with it. If you just write with an actual well-made pencil,
absolutely,
you'll be a happier human, period.
Yep. Absolutely, 100% back that, indeed, yeah. All right, so what's next for you?
Next is a Platinum Preppy, which is very inexpensive platinum fountain pen.
Yeah, they're great. I've got one. They're fun.
Yeah, $4.50. That's my $4.50 drawing thing.
Yep. Oh, I like it.
I decided just any of the mediums. I decided on the blue black just because what was available at the time. They have several colors, but the blue black is good for playing with the water brush and is good for actual writing. So I figured start with that and then add more later.
Yep. Good idea. I like it.
Perfect introduction. One, it's refillable. You can put a converter in it so you can do it. I mean, not on this budget, but
Yeah, of course. But it's good because
it's solid.
Like it is. You're right. It's a solid pen. And just because it's cheap doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. Doesn't mean you can't experiment with it and throw different things at it. So no, I like it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So my next one might make you laugh, but I've actually gone with a pencil sharpener because I think it's another thing that, yeah, we've probably all got floating around at home. But when you use one that's better than just the cheap, nasty thing, it does make your life a little bit easier, right? And if you're going to spend $4.50 on a really nice pencil, then spend $2.35 because that's how much the single hole sharpener is. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this brand properly. It's the Staedtler. Staedtler, yeah. I've got one that I've had for years, and it just works. Okay. You know what I mean? Like you want,
yeah.
You want it to work.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, part of the, as we talked about earlier, part of this is to make sure we don't introduce any frustration into people's lives.
Yeah.
You actually are able to just go. And I focused a lot on that. Really simple to get going.
Yeah.
So you don't need one more barrier to keep you from starting.
No. But not only that, to keep you going. Because if it's a good enough supply and it works nice enough, you're going to want to keep going. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's next?
That's why I focused on the portability because, as we talked about many times, I like portable art.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think that's a really good thing, actually, because you're introducing yourself to art. Why not introduce yourself straight away to the portability of art?
Yeah, or you can do it while you're watching TV, whatever. You can move it around in the house even. Yep. A lot of times I'm just doing it in different rooms in the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to – this is the only one where I did a little bit. I did not go to a sale, but the price varies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Prang Oval Watercolors, not the fancy new washable ones. You can get those for $3 or $3.50 if you look around. Oh. So the Prang is probably the best of the – I don't know. They're good enough to do regular watercolor. You can layer them. You can get them to blend.
Mm-hmm.
It unfortunately doesn't come with a white, but they really are good watercolors for the money. I was listening to a couple other artists in one of their books, and they're saying, the Prangs is where they do their test. They actually, even though they're professional artists, they'll do their test with the Prangs because they're very inexpensive and you can go really quickly.
Yeah,
and they are refillable. You can buy the ovals. I didn't know this until I did some research. You can actually buy replacement ovals for the colors and everything, so you don't have to even throw the container away.
Wow,
like a lot of the other brands at that level. Yeah, so I was really the more I learned about them, the more I like these. I'm like, this is you can refill the pans. They're solid colors. My daughter has several sets. I've used them, and for $3, I can't name a better way to introduce yourself to watercolors.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of the brand, but they sound fantastic. Like that's unbelievable at that price point to be able to have that refillable. That's unreal. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of them earlier when I was making this list, but Then I looked over at my daughter's desk and went, oh yeah, those might get me under budget and get me colors.
Yep.
If you haven't figured out, basically we're going to do lines with the Bemoji pen. Mm-hmm. And maybe some lines with the Preppy. And mm-hmm. then you're going to take the watercolors because the Bemoji is waterproof and the water brush and, yep. and make things. That and is my, things. One of my yeah. favorite things to do.
Yes.
So that's where I'm headed. I guess that yeah. was my thought.
Well, that's fantastic. No, I like it. Well, my next thing is actually my last thing. I'm at my, this next thing by two, because I've decided two of this thing is what's needed. But that takes me to my $25. Like I'm then done. It's okay. exactly $25. And what I've actually gone for is, I've gone with the Albrecht Dürer watercolor pencils because, yes, similar along the lines of using a Blackwing, it is a nicer quality pencil. So they're three, I've got them for $3.75 each. And so I've got two and I'm thinking, two of your favorite colors. So
yeah.
don't think of something you want to make and then go, oh, well, I want to buy those two colors. Like I want to draw landscapes, so I'm going to buy a green and a brown, for example. Pick your two favorite colors because then you're more inclined to use them more often. And really, who cares what color you make your trees or anything else because this is just art for Absolutely. Yourself. And some of the best art is not at all lifelike. Like, you know, it's totally fine. But the way I see it with these pencils, and I've got these, again, I've got these and I love them, love them, love them, is you can use them as a traditional colored pencil. But of course, then you can add water to them and you've got a watercolor. So it's a double use. So I quite like that. You're getting yeah. two things out of it instead of just one. Yeah, so that's what I've gone yeah. with. That's, I just think they're really, they, again, it's that feel of using them. They feel beautiful. They're effortless. They glide across the page. You know, I could talk for hours. Yeah. I think about them. I just love them that much, but I think.
I struggled hard to try and get those. Yeah. No, I can tell. I struggled hard to try and get either Inktense or those into my list.
Yeah,
I struggled really hard, but I really wanted the fountain pen just because that's the way I like to do it.
Oh, of course.
And the paper, yeah. the paper and the water brush, just it suited me. But any of those are fantastic.
Mm. Well, the other reason,
and I don't know. Oh, sorry.
No, you're right. Don't worry. That's okay. I was just going to say the other reason why I'm drawn to the things that I've put in my list is. They remind me of the fun of making art. Like, you know, when you were a kid and you were coloring, drawing. And I wanted to sort of think of things that weren't intimidating, that weren't. And I know there are some people who find fountain pens particularly intimidating. So I kind of thought that, you know what, let's just go for things that are easy and fun to use, but also the quality for a couple of them are actually pretty good. So that's where I've gone for my list.
No, I completely agree. I, you know, there, it is a hard choice to, once you've tried them, to move back.
Yes.
But like I say, I tried to get as much variety and yeah. I know the fountain pens in there, but I figure, you know, for $3.75, $4.
Yeah.
You know, how intimidating can you be for $4, you yeah. know?
Completely.
If you break it, the yeah. world is not going to end. Yeah. So I got one more thing to sneak in.
Okay.
Because being a pencil guy and a big fan of the Erasable podcast, I had to, yes. I got one of two things and you can pick whichever.
Okay.
One is Uni's student grade pencils.
Yes.
The 9800.
Yep. Nice.
They go to all the way to a 2B. And I would, that's the cheapest, really good pencil I could find.
Mm-hmm.
That does technically put me 14 cents over. So you can yell at me. If we're going to be, although if you got the Target sketch pad, you got room for two.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
If you don't want the pencil or you actually have a good pencil, if you have not tried drawing with a genuine Bic crystal, if you're going to just a genuine Bic crystal, is perfect because what it teaches you when you go to those better pencils and stuff is pressure control. One of the things you have to learn is how to vary your pressure on the paper.
Yes.
And the Bic crystal is ideal. It's price-wise, you can't go wrong. And mm-hmm. if you never do art again, at least you can sign your checks with it. you know, it's, but I mean, for 60 cents, I can't name, I mean, the Bic art, I mean, you've talked about it here and, yeah. and you can find it on the web.
Yeah.
You really just with a 30 to 50 cent pen can do almost anything.
Yes. Yeah. You've just reminded me, actually, there's a guy I follow both on Instagram and on Reddit, and I see his work. It pops up more on Reddit for one reason or another. And I don't know, algorithms, I guess. He, yeah. I think from, he's mostly a painter, right? But he's doing mm-hmm. Inktober, and basically he's, it appears, I haven't actually stopped to see what he's using, but it just looks like he's using a normal, just a ballpoint pen for most of what he's doing. And yet it is astoundingly good quality. Like, do you know what I mean? And it just makes you realize yeah. that what you write, what you can achieve when you know how to apply pressure and shading and do all that sort of stuff, just how much you can do.
Well, and the Bic is amazing because it does, you can get three colors out of one line.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and for something that inexpensive, I mean, we talked about the brush quality, you know, if you want to create three different kind of layered effects, a good brush can do it. Frankly, an inexpensive brush just can't.
Yep.
And that's why I love the Bic crystal, but I also wanted a pencil in there and I'm hoping you have a sharpener and a razor.
Yeah.
All right, I wussed on those two.
Well, I was trying, I just want to throw in an honorable mention, I guess, or what I tried to get in the list and just couldn't make it happen, which is a kneadable eraser. So I am only yes. relatively new to them. I only picked up one of them a few years ago, and my brain broke at how amazing they are. I'm like, what? Where has this been all my life? So I really had hoped to get one in there, but it's just not possible. But you know,
yeah.
And again, it's
Yeah. I'd like to get a. There's a lot of. Well, I guess we both have lists of things we would have added first yeah. upgrades or something.
Well, and, yeah, but also I was initially so when we first were thinking about this, you know, doing this as an episode and thinking about the challenge. I was first thinking about markers, you know, using Posca particularly because, of course, yep. my mind went to the colors, you know, the opacity, how well they work, how easy they are to use. And then I sort of thought about it and I went, you know, I want to just step it back and make it a little bit more basic than that even. And so that's why I've kind of ended up where I'm at because I just wanted to, yeah, just sort of strip it down a little bit and make it just more basic and, but, you know, a couple of really good quality things in there and a couple of, you know, lower end but still feasible, still workable, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a very workable set.
That was a good chat. That was a good list. This was fun as ever. Thank you so much for making time, Alan. Really appreciate it.
That was great.